Let's play the Pat's blame game.
Pat's blame today, game. Keith. Here we go. Line it up.
So
they're 1-5.
I actually do want to play a game.
Jigsaw.
Yeah, glad you asked.
So, did you watch all the Saws last night, Nick? Did you rip through all the Saws?
I did not. I watched the first one, though, because it was recommended. So
it
I did
was.
Watch
it was the Dork podcast horror movie of the day.
Yeah, Dorktober recommendation.
Yeah. You stopped at one, though? You didn't watch the other nine?
One I like. I don't like the other nine.
All right. Only so many hours in the day.
Jesus, Nick.
What can you do there? So our first area where we're going to assign blame is the lack of star players on the roster.
All right. So this, you might disagree with me. I'm going to put this one on Bill Belichick.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm with you overall on the, hey, can we stop blaming Bill for everything? I think it's kind of low-hanging fruit. It's also time to move on. But for this specific question, they don't have a lot of star power. We talk about the beginning of the season, the old jersey test. You go into a store, it's Drake May, who you just drafted, and maybe like a Ramondre.
Okay.
Right? So they have nobody in the NFL's top 100.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is more sort of years of bad drafts or subpar drafts kind of catching up to you at this moment. And so, yeah, it's Elliott Wolf's job now to improve the team, to hit on draft picks, to hit in free agency. But it's what he had one offseason to do it. He inherited a lot of players. Yes, he re-signed a bunch of them. But I think the overall lack of star power to me is on Bill.
Okay, I want to put it on Kraft.
Ooh,
I want to put it on spending and the lack of spending. So I want to put it on Kraft. You want to put it on Belichick. Billy, break the tie. Who are we officially assigning that blame to? The lack of star power on the team. Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft? Who do we assign the blame to?
Kraft.
Okay, Kraft. Boom. That's our answer.
Nick, you break that tie.
Good, because I was going to say Bill.
Oh, it's evened up again. Okay. We're on the whole tarp. Get in here. No. Billy's the tiebreaker.
Break the tie.
Okay. That's fine. Kraft's fine. That would have been a close second for me anyway.
Lack of star players is on Robert Kraft. How about the poor offense? Who are we blaming for that?
I am going to put the poor offense on my guy, AVP. I'm putting it on AVP.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they could do more. I don't think he has enough talent, and that could go to a number of different – that could go to Kraft, that could go to Elliott Wolf, that could go to Bill Belichick even. But I think the offense should be better than what it is. Like, I think it's obviously a bad offensive line and things like that, but are they dead last, second to last? I think you can do better than what you've done thus far. And I also put it on AVP because Drake May improves things. You saw it in 1 week, and I also hold him accountable for one of the reasons why we slow played Drake May. So I have the number one reason why the offense is in the state that it's in on Alex Van Pelt.
You know what? I was going to make a case for Elliott Wolf, but
I swayed you.
I like your answer. I've been swayed.
I'm a good
Alex
debater.
Van Pelt, and
some would say I'm a master.
Well, I mean, I won over Billy on the Kraft debate earlier, but
yeah. Well,
I think we're going to agree on this next one.
I think Jones.
I think we're going to agree on this next one. The offensive line. Who we blame for that? Ready?
Scott Peters.
One. Two, three,
Elliott Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf.
Elliott Wolf
Sorry.
Is probably the only one you can really blame for that.
Sorry, guy. Yeah. You get blamed for the offensive line. So we're three stops in. We got star players, put that on Kraft.
Yep.
Offense, put that on Alex Van Pelt. Offensive line, put that on Elliott Wolf and the Wolfpack.
It's a dead heat.
It's a dead heat so far. Let's go to the subpar defense. Who are we blaming for that?
Yeah, because this was supposed to be what they could hang their hat on, right? They were supposed to be a good defense, top 10 defense. I think Mina Kimes said they were going to be a top 5 defense going into the year. Now, I know Christian Barmore is not playing. He had a run-in with the law yesterday, but he's not playing. That's a factor. They lost Jawan Bentley. But I'm saying a lot of things right now. I will answer your question now. Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo is the guy. He is whether he was the D coordinator or not in title last year, that's where all of his experience is. That's where he played. He is now the head coach. You would think you would at least have your side of the ball set and ready to go. So I would say Gerard Mayo for the defense.
I think it's absolutely Gerard Mayo for the defense. Some of that you could go to, you know, Wolf and Kraft and even Belichick if you want to go higher than that. But it's a lot of the same guys from a year ago. They were all brought back. Mayo's getting less out of them. Even with some injuries, they dealt with injuries last year too.
Yep.
Mayo is the proper.
Because they have more talent on defense, right? Like the few picks that Bill left them feels like were, I guess Ramondre. But would be like Christian Gonzalez, Keon White. So like you have a little something on defense. Some of those safeties are pretty good, but yeah, it's been not up to snuff.
I think we might double dip here. If the blame for the defense is on Jerod Mayo, who's the blame for the lack of on-field discipline?
Yeah, I mean, all the penalties they've had, and those have been across the board. Those have been offense, defense, special teams. Like, right off the rip, in two of the six games, they had a penalty before there was even a play in the game. So that, to me, goes to the head coach. You know, you got to have that stuff figured out, because I think if we're being fair, if you went around the league and they played a team, or you were watching a game on Sunday and the team was completely undisciplined and there's flags everywhere, I don't think you're going through and blaming each position coach, even though they have a say in it. I think it has to be the head coach.
So to me, that's also Jerod Mayo for the lack of on-field discipline. You're getting penalized.
Mm-hmm.
You have breakdowns on the field. Some of that's on the players if you want to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it's a consistent theme week after week after week, you're poorly disciplined. That's on the head coach. How about the off-field discipline?
So far, and I'm not comparing these as like they're all the same. Some are obviously much worse than others. But the ones that jump out thus far would be Jabril Peppers, mm-hmm. Christian Barmore, yep. Javon Baker, I guess, to a lesser degree.
Yeah, if you want to add that
Anything else that from this season's team that is out there right now?
I don't think so. Let me keep thinking about it, but I don't think so.
So this is kind of a weaselly answer, but I think it's just on the players. Like, there's 53 guys.
Well, who brought in those players? Mostly, Bill.
Bill brought not Baker,
but I'm saying
Barmore and Peppers.
Yeah,
okay.
And also, you know, what was Javon Baker a dust up? Ask him to move his car along.
Like, no, that wasn't a big deal.
But it wasn't.
So he to me wasn't like in trouble at all. But it was the fact that he went to Instagram Live and like made it a bigger deal. Like, if that just happened, he'd be like, who cares? But like, he brought it out there to the public.
But even like, okay, even if you want to go like, if you want to play the social media game,
yeah,
Jalen Reagor, Tyquan Thornton, those are all Bill guys. Like, I think I'm going to hold Bill for this.
It really?
Yeah.
I just think in the modern sport or modern times, every team has guys that are knuckleheads and get in trouble with stuff.
Break the tie. Who are we putting this on, Bill or
just the players?
Off the field, their issues. Is it the players' fault? Is it Bill's fault?
Players.
Okay.
Yes.
Players. I lose that one.
That's on them. Because I also think, like, when Bill was here, there was a lot of issues, which I guess will go to your point. But go like Kansas City, all the issues they have. That's Andy Reid, we think, is the best coach in the league right now. I think it's so hard to.
Yeah, but isn't that on Reid?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but they're also really good, so it's not like holding them back.
No, it's not holding them back, but like all the guys running around off the field, Reid brought them all in. It's on Reid.
But like every team, I think, has guys running around.
But some teams are worse than others. Not every team is as bad as the Chiefs.
Some teams might just be better at covering it up.
Fair point. Yeah. So there you go. How about the issues with the coaching staff? Who are we blaming for that?
Kraft. I'm going to blame Kraft for this for a couple of reasons. One, there was no head coach search. He picked the replacement for Bill Belichick 5 years ago. It happened to be Jerod Mayo, and that, I think the jury's still out on if that's a good one. Also, I believe all the reports that they don't love paying their coaching staff a lot of money. They paid Bill a lot of money, obviously, but coordinators, position coaches. So if you want Nick Caley and you can't get Nick Caley, or you want, you know, one of the first 11 guys that you interviewed for offensive coordinator, but either they don't want the job or you don't want to pay him enough money to give him the job, that's when you get stuck with an Alex Van Pelt, who I don't think Jerod Mayo hired. Elliot Wolf was probably like, sure, we'll take him because I know him, but I don't know. I can't imagine that was Elliot Wolf's first choice based on the hiring order. So this, to me, goes all the way to the top. This would be a Kraft thing.
Yeah, I don't think they pay a lot for their coaching staff, even with reports that they were offering a lot of money to Nick Caley and guys like this to bring them in. I don't think they pay a lot for the coaching staff. You're 1,000% right. Jerod Mayo was hired however many years ago on the trip to Israel. Doesn't look like a good head coaching hire. That's on the owner. That's on Robert Kraft. Here's another one that I don't even know who else we would put this on. The big giant lighthouse down there. Who do you blame for that?
Man, I'd probably put that one on Robert Kraft. You know, that is now their calling card. That is now their thing. Like, hey, we have this giant lighthouse. Like, I liked it better when they had a great team.
Yeah, seriously.
I was a big fan of them winning Super Bowls every year.
I liked it when the lighthouse was smaller.
Yes, small lighthouse.
You know what?
Not a big lighthouse guy.
No. I'm not. Look.
It's how you use your lighthouse.
Smaller lighthouse if you know what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, from what I've heard.
If you've been around the block a time or two.
You understand what you're doing there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't need to be like, oh, look at the size of this lighthouse. It's ridiculous.
Do you like the pirate ship in Tampa? I always like that. I feel like that's a little more functional, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a pirate ship and a buccaneer are much more synonymous than a patriot or lighthouse.
Yeah, correct. That's a good point. Hadn't thought about it that way.
You know what I mean?
Well, one if by land, two if by sea. There's some light going on. Not all a lighthouse,
right.
I guess.
No, you got me.
That's true.
Yeah, you might be right.
Okay, lighthouse will blame Kraft.
Do you think they should have more horses? Patriots. Wouldn't they ride horses or no?
Well, I think they did a lot on foot.
Yeah, probably.
Paul Revere was riding around on horses, though, to your point.
Yeah. Needed him to.
Loss of relevance.
This one's probably on Kraft as well.
I think so, too. He's getting a lot of blame all of a sudden, but I think it's right.
And obviously, you know, by loss of relevance, we're talking about they're just not on primetime anymore. They're not a team that is must-watch around the league. Like, we're talking to people that watch them every weekend. We watch them every weekend, obviously. Like, that, you're going to have to get a lot worse for that to happen. But just overall, this goes back to the star power thing. But just, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you have Tom Brady, you have Bill Belichick, and then now you started the year with Gerard Mayo, Jacoby Brissett. So it's a big, big difference. So maybe Drake May, like, that's why Drake May is so pivotal to all of this. Like, he could fix half of these things if he's really good.
No, true.
But right now, I think that one has to go on Kraft. You can't put that on anybody else.
No, they're not relevant. I would put that on Kraft. I guess, in a way, you could put it on Bill. Bill's the one shoving Brady out the door. But Kraft could have saved it, and he didn't. How about they don't wear their throwbacks enough, Keith? Because those things look good on Sunday.
This might be Roger Goodell. Is that a Roger Goodell problem?
You want to put Goodell on that one?
Yeah, I would put Goodell maybe on that. Because I don't think it's up to Kraft necessarily. I bet the league has some stupid rule where they're like, but like, you got to wear the regular ones.
Yes,
like,
and no. I mean, other teams have been wearing throwbacks in years past, and they never wear these things.
But they don't. But I mean, for this year, they're wearing them twice.
Yep.
I don't think the other
who's
teams
gone. Who's gone this year?
Who's gone? Bill. Oh, you're putting this on Bill.
Well, I just wonder. I mean, Bill leaves and all of a sudden the throwbacks are back.
It's true. Gonzalez couldn't wear zero without when Bill was here. Oh, let's put it on Bill.
Put it on Bill.
Put it on Bill.
Right, let's put that one on Bill. That.
That's a good one.
In your face, Bill.
Yeah.
So we put the lack of star players on Robert Kraft. The offensive issues on Alex Van Pelt. O-line issues are on Elliott Wolf. The defense is on Mayo. On-field discipline also on Mayo. The discipline off the field we're putting on the players generically. Mm-hmm. The issue with the coaching staff, Robert Kraft, the lighthouse, which we don't like, Robert Kraft, their relevance, Robert Kraft, and we'll put the lack of throwback unis on Bill Belichick.
Robert like Kraft, 40% Kraft.
Robert Kraft is the runaway loser in the blame game.
It's like Kraft.
Gerard Mayo's the runner-up.
Mayo, yeah, he's the runner-up, and then it's pretty equally split between Wolf, Van Pelt, and Belichick.
I guess here would be the point in the lesson. Robert Kraft can blame Bill for a lot, but I think a little bit more of the blame is on him than he realizes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more of the blame
yep.
is on him than he realizes, despite stabbing Bill in the back every chance he gets.